I'm going to preach just what God gave me. You can sit there and look like Gabriel if you want to, but I could come back into the history of every one of your lives, and there is times when things in your mind and thoughts in your mind that ought not to be there. That used to say, Dad, I love you, Dad. Mama, I love you, Mama. Oh, little mouse that used to say, get me to the house of God. Take me to Sunday school. Is this Sunday? I want to see my Sunday school teacher. Let me get in the house of God. Those little mouse that come and meet me after church, and they put their arms around me, and they put the little mouths up to my ear, and they say, Brother Fez, I love you, and they kiss me on the cheek. Those little mouths are saying clean things and pure things, but the day is going to come when the world walks enough, and when they walk enough in the world, until out of those mouths is going to come things that ought not to come, and dirt and filth and awful things is going to fly out of those mouths. Our hearts those little innocent babies, Brother George, when they come up and put your arm around my leg and get a hold of my tie and pull me down and kiss me on the cheek. Oh my God, there's nothing evil in those little hearts. But oh God, they're going to walk in the schools. They're going to walk among others. They're going to walk out there. They're going to walk in the job. They're going to walk in the dirt. They're going to walk in the film. And in their heart, is going to come desires that are ungodly and unclean and not pure. Love, oh, clean, innocent, pure love is no longer going to be clean, no longer going to be pure. Oh God, the attitudes and the spirits are no longer going to be modest and pure. And when the world begins to dirty us, our clean spiritual eyes begin to get darkened. While we're clean, while we're innocent, we can walk and we can see. We can see the beauty of God. We can see the loveliness of God. We can see why I go to the house of God. We can see why I worship. We can see why I praise. But it's not very long until the world proceeds saying into our mind and into our heart and our love until our spiritual eyes become blind. And the further we go, and the more we do, and the more we see, and the more we contact this world, the blinder we get. I said that before any of us came to an altar, you that came out of the world, before you came to an altar, seated. You didn't understand the cleanness of God. You couldn't see the pureness of God. You couldn't see the holiness of God. Oh. And then before long, you're totally spiritually blind. 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 I mean blind. That man sat there and he begged. And he begged. And he begged. Because his eyes were blind. And I want to tell you something. And I'm not taking your name down to anywhere you shouldn't be. But brothers, when some I found you, or you found me, or God brought you in, your eyes were blinded, and you were sitting along the road begging for somebody to help you. Blinded. Blinded. You couldn't see. Can't see it. Repentance brings forgiveness. I can't see it. Baptism in Jesus' name is for the remission of sins. I can't see it. What are you talking about? Praising God and raising your hand and worshiping Him and speaking in other tongues and receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I can't see it. I can't see it. I'm blind. I'm blind. I'm blind. I'm blind. I'm begging. I can't see it. I see Him come in here. Visitor after visitor after visitor. Somebody told me the other night, if my husband could just make it through the worship service, he could make it the rest of the service. I don't know why you shout. I don't know why you run the aisles. I don't know why that preacher got to holler so loud. Brother Cross got a dance in the spirit. I can't see it. I'm going to tell you why you can't see it. You're blind. You're blind. You're blind. The world has blinded your eyes. You're blind. Blind. And you can't see it. But Brother Turkovich, we can. I can see why Brother Cross dances in the spirit. When I hear his testimony, how he used to walk into a bar and throw his belly up on the bar and say, fill it up. You might think that's funny, but that's not funny to the man that stood there. And that tells me I know why the man can dance in the spirit. Ha ha! You don't have a hold on me anymore, Beer Garden! You can't see that, but I can see it. Amen. You're blind. See, He saved us from eternal hell, and we can see it. And we're thanking Him for it. But your eyes are blinded. And I preach tonight, wash and see. Wash and see. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying you started out innocent, but you're as blind and you can't see a thing, and that blindness is going to take you right into hell because this world has coated your eyes and matted your eyes until you cannot see that the devil is leading you to hell. You're blind. You're blind. Wash and holy God. See the beauty of holiness. Oh, the beauty of holiness. The beauty of holiness. The beauty of holiness. Well, I just can't see why that I can't show my knees, your legs, and you're blind. You're blind. Oh, I just can't see why I can't go to the world and get down in the dirty, filthy gutters and come home and wife don't know nothing about it. I'll tell you why. Because you're blind. And I'm preaching wash and see. Wash and see. See. See what, preacher? I'm ready for the coming of the Lord. Man, I'm glad I can see that tonight. I said, I'm glad I can see that tonight. I said, I'm glad I can see that tonight. I'm glad I can see that tonight. I'm glad my eyes are not blind. Blind. I want you to listen to me. Jesus spit on the ground and he made clay out of spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man. I never heard the message that you preach. I don't understand repentance, you're blind. I don't understand baptism, you're blind. I don't understand Holy Ghost, you're blind. You know what you're doing tonight, sitting in a Pentecostal church? I'm going to tell you what you're doing. You might think you're sitting here suffering, but you're not. You're getting your eyes anointed. You're getting your eyes anointed. What are you doing, Brother Phyllis? I'm preaching my guts out. That's right. I'm spitting on the ground. I'm making some spittle. I'm trying to get it in your eyes. I'm trying to put it in your eyes. I'm trying to put it in your eyes. I'm trying to put it in your eyes. My Lord, my Lord, he told me to shut up my eye. I don't know what I'm doing here tonight. Put yourself in the place of the blind man. I'm a begging because my eyes are blind and I can't see. You need to put yourself in the place of a blind man. He says, all of a sudden he hears a noise. A few more people than what he's used to. And here they come. What do you know? I can't see them, but I can hear them out there criticizing me. How come this man's blind? And he's saying, why don't you leave me alone? Isn't being blind enough? Isn't sitting here a beggar enough? And then he hears something else. He didn't sin. His parents didn't sin. But he's blind that the glory of God might be seen. And he sits there. And all of a sudden he hears, phew, 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 phew. all it was, he feels the coolness. He feels the coolness. It feels like mud. It feels like clay. What are they doing to me? The coat that I fall. You sit in the Pentecostal church and the preacher preaches, and he says, I can't wait to get out of here. God, all he's doing is coating your eyes. He's putting it in your eyes. There. And your eye. Your eye. There sits clay. Fill his eyes. He must have dropped his begging cup. And the next word he said, wash! Wash! And see. Some of you people, and out of the word of God I have not taken spitting clay, but out of the word of God I have taken an anointing, and I have put it in your eyes. I have put it in your eyes that the devil is blinded. I have put it in your eyes that you don't know why that you don't walk with God. You don't know why you walk the way you do. You don't know why you're out there in the world. You don't know why you can't worship God. You don't know why you can't praise Him. You don't know why you don't feel Him. I'm going to tell you why. You need to wash. You need to wash. You need to wash. You need to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I said you need to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I've already received it once. Then if you wade back out into the world has blinded your eyes, and you need to come to an altar and wash. Wash in praise. Wash in love. Wash in magnifying God. Wash in glorifying God. And when you get up from here, you'll go home singing. Sing. 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 Oh, I My God, there's some kids here tonight that need to be at this altar. There's some ones that's just about to turn teenagers. Their son just right at the very verge of being a teenager, and you need to be at this altar tonight. There's others that I thought I saw here a little while ago, but I don't see them now. If they left blind. You need to see. Rush and see. While every head is bowed and every eye is closed. First of all, I wonder if there's a sinner here tonight. I wonder if there's a sinner here that will get up out of your seat and walk down to an altar and say, I'm coming down to wash. I'm coming down to wash. I'm not going out of here with blinded eyes like I came in. I'm going to go out of here knowing how to worship God. I'm going to go out of here knowing why we praise Him. Would you come right now? Come on, church. Touch God. That's right. Some of the church is touching God. Come on. There's sinners here sitting on these pews. There's sinners here that are sitting at the gate of hell. You need to come right now. Would you come right now? We'll give you a first chance. Please come. Don't sit there blind. Don't sit there with just your eyes anointed. Get up out of that pew and say, I'm going to the altar, I'm going to wash, and I'm going to see. I'm going to see. God's talking to your heart. There's two or three men here that God's talking to your heart. You need to bow your knees at the pool of Siloam or an altar of prayer and wash yourself in worship and praise. Every head still bowed, every eye still closed. Come on. Don't sit there blind. Don't sit there blind. I can't drag you. That man would have sat there, he would have sat there blind, and Jesus would have walked on down the road, and he would have sat there with clay in his eyes. You leave here tonight without coming to this altar, and you're going to leave here tonight with your eyes have been anointed, but you weren't man enough to come down and wash and see. God, give us some men that's got some backbone that'll stand up to the devil and walk to an altar of prayer. Let me ask you one more time. There's at least three men that God wants at this altar right now. It's your choice. You can go home blind if you want to. And your head is still bowed and your eyes still closed. There's some of you who just turned teenagers or you're about to turn teenagers. And you're not living for God the way that you should. I want you to get up out of your pew and come to this altar right now. Come on, you know who you are. Don't make me call your name. Don't have me call your name. I know exactly who you are tonight. I know exactly who God's talking to. You need to come. Come to the pool. Wash. Wash. coming up to my teenagers right now. You can sit there blind and you can go home blind. I'm coming up to my teenagers right now. And some of you know that you're not living for God the way that you ought to. If you did, you'd be dancing while you were singing. Your hands would be in the air and tears would be going down your face while you sang for God. But you don't feel nothing. It's because you're blind. You need to come right now. Brother Fellows, you just had us down here the other Sunday night. I'll have you down every night that God lays you on my heart. And you're on my heart tonight. There's some teens that need to come right now. Right now. Oh, I'm not saying that you're... I'm not saying you're backslidden. I'm not saying you're a sinner. I'm saying you need to get to the pool and wash. You need to get to the pool and pray. You need to get to an altar of prayer. Will you come right now? No head is up, no eyes open, except if God's dear to your heart and you want to come, come right now. I got a heavy burden for teenage boys. God wants to make great men out of you. You need to get man enough to get out of your pew and walk to an altar. Are you here tonight or are you going to sit there blind? What are you going to do? Brother Fellows, you preach so hard. I want you to be saved. I want you to be saved. And now I'm talking to the saints of God. There's saints of God that love God here that need to get up out of that pew. You mean you want me to get up and embarrass myself? Why embarrass yourself? It's no embarrassment to walk to an altar. That's an honor. If you can't worship the way the pastor asks you to worship, if you can't praise God, you need to get up out of that pew and you need to come to this altar tonight and you need to wash so you can see. Right now, will you come? I'm asking you to come right now. I'm asking you to come. That's right, they're even coming off of the platform. It does not mean you're backslidden. It means God has talked to your heart tonight.
I love my soul.
I'm going to give one more altar call.
And
I want you to listen to me very carefully. There's some of you that God has cleansed you. But you have walked so close to the world and in the world until your eyes have started to get mattered over. Until the things of the church really don't matter anymore. I could come down and put my hand on your shoulder. But I'm not going to, because I have anointed your eyes. It's up to you to go to the pool. It's up to you to wash and go away from here sinning tonight. Some of you have walked a little close to the road. Some of you have been a little too close. And you need this Sunday night to come down here and talk to your Jesus. Will you come right now? All right. I I'm going to do just what Jesus did. I'm going to do just what Jesus did. I had anointed your eyes. And the last words I'm going to say in this service tonight are this. Rush and see. Rush and see. Or go home blind. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? People are still coming to this altar. I'm not getting any hurt around. I know God's talking to hearts. God wants you to come, bow down before Him and worship and praise and honor and glory to God. Come right now, will you? Right now. That's it. Thank God for some people that's got enough backbone to worship God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna